I'm Ross Bolin, and we're back at Grand X Media headquarters in Austin, Texas for another episode of Backdoor Cover, where every week we talk college football, sports betting, and how weird it is or is not okay to get with a prostitute in Las Vegas. I'm joined by my co-host, Dylan Chivarri.
What up, Billy? How you doing, man?
And Jared Borislow,
a.k.a. J-Bone.
How is this just not my podcast yet?
A.k.a. J-Bone.
You're still a guest, so I would watch what you say.
Yeah, well.
We could have you removed by security.
You're still alive. I'd watch what you say.
Oh, shit.
That doesn't do anything.
Real quick, before we get started, check out our sponsor, Man Outfitters, at manoutfitters.com. For
hey,
everything
Micah,
you could possibly
can you shut
need
your phone off?
To look incredible while tailgating, from a fantastic array of menswear brands to Yeti coolers and gear, Man Outfitters has you covered. Hit manoutfitters.com today. Let's talk about the weekend. Let's talk about what happened. Let's talk about what went down.
Are we talking about how Colorado is no longer undefeated against the spread?
It is a sad day. Can we get some really, like, some funeral-esque music here?
The first week that I actually...
Yeah, Micah, don't complain, man. This is
the first
job.
Week that I actually picked Colorado. They won the game, so I guess congrats. It doesn't really matter. But they did not cover.
This is the first week I picked them, too. We just should never have gone on the train. That's what took it off the rails.
The train was good. But
we
every train comes
too much
to,
cargo. We got
train
we got on the train.
To a stop.
We get on the train. I haven't worked out in a while. I weighed it down. Sparks flew on the tracks. Flipped over. People died.
Everyone died.
Everyone died, including, yeah.
Yeah. Had a good run, though.
Had a great run.
If you rode them until then, until this week, you made some good money off of Colorado.
You did. And you probably should still continue to ride them. It's not like one game is a huge... They almost covered. They were close. But
yeah.
Hey, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
That's what people say.
Isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
And with your sister.
What? I don't want to know what that means.
I got something to say about LSU-Bama. That was got to be one of the most miserable games I've ever watched. It was so boring, so uneventful.
Didn't we talk about how that was going to happen, though? Because they do this, like, once every 2-3 years, Bama-LSU has a matchup where there's just no freaking scoring at all.
They're just underboys.
No one can sincerely tell me that they enjoyed watching that game.
The underboys did.
The underboys did. Also, I was in Baton Rouge for that game, so I kind of enjoyed it. I'm happy I didn't pay, like, $150 to go to the game, though. That would have sucked.
You didn't actually go to the game?
No. We tailgated in the parade grounds at LSU. Then we went to Fat Cow Burger Spot. LSU people probably know what I'm talking about.
Don't care.
That was good. Then we watched the rest of the game at Bogey's, which is the bar there. And the LSU people really weren't that excited. The ones who weren't at the game were kind of just like watching it casually. Nobody was really that into it.
They were a 2-loss team. They knew they had little chance of winning.
Yeah.
2-loss team or 3?
2-loss. Well, now they're 3-loss. Right.
Yeah, if I'm an LSU fan, I wasn't going to get too hyped up for that one.
But it was 0-0 going into the fourth quarter.
It was just 3 and out after 3 and out after 3. It was right. That is not exciting football. It was a terrible game to watch. Absolutely terrible.
Sports are just shit right now.
There was nothing fun about that game.
How are the Raiders and the Dolphins two of the best teams in the NFL? What's happening to the world?
I don't know.
It was like 2000.
Cubs ruined the greatest curse in sports. Durant plays for the Warriors.
All we have to look forward to in sports anymore is the Bone Zone.
That's it.
It's the only positive thing going on in the sports world.
It's crazy.
But yeah, the LSU-Alabama was unwatchable at times. Almost the whole time.
Pretty much terrible.
The entire game.
Now we have...
Long touchdown, Hurts is the quarterback's name for Bama. That was like, 20, 30 yards? It should have been called back. There was a clear hold.
Right.
He also
clear hold.
I think at that point, the referees were just sick of not seeing
somebody
anything
please score for the love of God.
The two LSU guys couldn't wrap up. That was just bad tackling. But we have some sad news now, besides sad play. Chad Swag Kelly is done.
I didn't even know this.
Tore his ACL, right?
Micah, tore his ACL, yeah. His knee injury, he's just done. He actually recently said, he was talking about, I think he was on Monday Morning Quarterback, talking about like how people, he should be looked at by NFL teams because he has so much swag. And there's a certain swag he can bring that nobody else can bring.
He actually said that?
Yeah.
Well,
something very similar to that.
According to NFL.com, post-injury Chad Kelly has received a 7th-round draft projection. So, you know, he could still be picked up.
Kid's got an arm.
His swag's probably the only thing keeping him close. The 7th round is, it's respectable.
Swag Kelly.
We'll always have the good times with him. And now really the bad times.
Now he has way more free time to slide into former porn stars' DMs on Twitter.
And yeah. to just get into trouble with like guns or drugs or, yeah. or high school drinking. Kids.
Fighting 16-year-olds.
The kids, free time is that kid's enemy, I think. So.
Well, those are the important things in life, though. Shooting up nightclubs, fighting teens in high school, and dealing drugs.
Porn stars.
And trying to hit up porn stars on, yeah. on Twitter.
He's just got to start dealing drugs.
Yeah, he's going
to really embrace
trouble.
The whole lifestyle.
If he isn't already. We have no proof that he isn't. He's totally the dude who would sell like...
Mike is getting
on the mic.
The mic.
I don't know why.
I have this Chet Kelly quote in full. I have it all. I might not have the same mojo as your basic quarterback, but I feel like I bring a different kind of swag to the team and the players around me. I have friends all across that field. When I go out there and play... I play with a different attitude that you normally don't see in a quarterback. I play with swag they've never seen before.
And I think that swag he's referring to is the willingness to commit felony assault.
He's got to lose that word.
No, he needs to embrace it.
And I'll tell you why. There aren't any GMs who are like sitting around in, you know, in their office like, look.
They think that's tight.
What we're missing is a quarterback with some swag. That's not a thing that you look for.
No, they're looking around the locker room and going, there's a lot of people here who have just mojo, but we don't want mojo.
We want swag.
We want swag, and that's what he's bringing to the table. He's saying, I can substitute out the mojo that you already have for some swag.
I think he's giving himself too much credit because in a predominantly black sport, he's a white guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't have more swag than a lot of those black dudes out there.
I feel like mojo is like the white guy version of swag.
It is.
He doesn't have the kind of swag that the Raiders punter has, for example, Marquette King.
Great example, yes. Jared, I think we should start using, we should bring mojo back.
Yeah.
You know who had mojo?
Christian McCaffrey.
Austin Powers. And that is the white version of swag.
Yeah.
The white version of swag is swagger, actually.
That's the George W. Producer Bush like version of swag. But yeah, enough about Chad Kelly.
Swag is short for swagger, Jared.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm like 10 years younger than you. I actually didn't know that. Playoff rankings do not come out until Tuesday night. How do you guys feel about that? Because, you know, the AP would just come out, was it Sunday night?
I don't care.
You don't care?
Why would I care?
You don't have a team, that's why. I guess you don't either.
I have less of a team than anybody in this room.
What do you mean I don't have a team?
I mean, what, Texas, your team?
Obviously.
Okay. Well, they're not going to be ranked, so it doesn't matter. But AP, which is still coming out on Sundays, has Bama number one, Michigan number two, Clemson number three, Washington number four, LaVille number five, and Ohio State number six.
Do you say LaVille?
Yeah, like Charles Barkley.
Okay. I would just like to point one thing out. A noticeable lack of Texas A&M University. Thank you, God.
They fucked that one up.
Thank you for ending that. That was never going to be a thing. I still can't believe they had them in the playoff spot over Washington, but thank God that's over.
I mean, if Washington and LaVille both went out, who goes?
Should be
assuming the top three stay the same.
Oh man,
should be Washington.
I always have thought undefeated. Like just because you're undefeated doesn't mean you can't lose. I mean. Oh, I don't know.
What?
Like undefeated doesn't mean you undefeated doesn't mean you're better than a team that has one loss. It just means you've played easier opponents.
But
generally.
It also means you've done everything you could possibly do at that point. Like you win every game, you should be able to control your destiny.
Yeah, I mean, if your strength of schedule is similar, and I mean, maybe a one loss team is better than you on paper or whatever. I still think if you like because of that you've done everything you can, haven't lost a game. I mean, come on, you deserve your shot more than the one loss team.
I'm not convinced about that.
And the playoff system has done a lot to help prevent that from happening, but only four teams get in. So
Condoleezza Rice is up there holding it down for all those undefeated teams.
I mean, do you think that a one loss team is gonna get in to the playoff?
I mean, it's definitely a possibility.
Absolutely. Could happen.
How about a two-loss team?
Shouldn't happen.
I don't think this year.
No.
I don't think so.
If you win two games, you don't deserve a shot. Lose two games.
I disagree. Go Badge. Coach's poll is the same thing, except it has Ohio State ranked above LaVille. So, I mean, I guess
why do
I
we
kind
why
of
do we need
that.
So many different polls?
A lot of polls. A lot of polls out there.
And what's Michigan and Clemson are swapped.
How about this? While we're all making polls up, what's the Ross poll?
Figure it out, Jared.
Ross, what's your poll?
Well, I'll publish it later this afternoon. The official,
much anticipated.
The official Ross poll.
Oh, yeah. Also,
I'll give you who my number one is, and it's still the Colorado Buffaloes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of it fucking matters until it's actually time for the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing matters yet.
They're just doing these for...
People freak out.
For fun. But yeah, also, coaches has Clemson and Michigan switched up at 2 and 3.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah, I was saying it for me. Like, you're not the news guy. Dan's the news guy. Where the fuck's Dan?
Dan is... he's getting into logging now.
Oh. Yeah. Was that related to the kiting, thing at all?
Yes. No. It's totally different.
It's like... It's the lumber industry. No, it's just...
It's what you he's moving lumber down the river.
You know those giant saws that you have to have two guys to work, yeah. One on each end?
He's on one end.
He's one of those guys.
Well, who's on the other end?
I don't know.
Just we'll have to
a
ask.
A rotating team of lumberjacks.
He's dressed like Paul Bunyan, mm-hmm. And he's out there in the forest working one side of that two-man saw.
It's a good workout. That's why he got into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really good work. Good for you. He's a back guy. It's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well,
back
I mean, what's the end game? Is he just putting the logs in the river and having them float down? Or
you kind of got to guide him.
You got to guide him
with a stick. You poke him to keep him going the right direction.
Well, do you sell the stick as lumber afterwards, or is the stick kind of just like your own stick?
The stick is your tool. Oh. You keep it. It's like your rifle if you're in the military. This is my stick. There are many like it, but this one's mine.
Is he like? Do we think he's coming back? Is this his final destination?
I think he's in Montana doing it.
Mm.
Yeah, with the great oaks of Montana.
Yeah.
The redwoods.
That's good for him.
We wish him well.
I mean, he's been pretty successful lately. With the kite thing, he did well with that. I mean, he lost all that money, but it did well at the time.
He's a salt-of-the-earth entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Is what he is.
American hero. American dream is alive and well, and Dan Regester's living it.
Just going to throw a bunch of stuff against the wall and see what sticks, I guess.
Yeah.
This is an important segment of the show where we talk about the pick 'em pool that we're running on foxsports.com. And it's important because I've regained the top spot, except that Carl A., who I'm pretty sure I was drinking a lot this weekend, so I'm not positive, but I think he DM'd me like some kind of death threat. I'll pull it up in
oh,
a second.
Nice.
But,
oh, Carl. I like this guy.
Go to twitter.com/backdoorcover. Our pick 'em pool is pinned to the top of the page. You can get in there and play with those every week. Whoever gets the most points wins a $50 gift card to manoutfitters.com. This week, that winner is Duncan S., who went 11-4 and won the tiebreaker because Scott C., Phoenix H., and John S. also went 11-4. There's somebody named Phoenix in there.
Guy named Duncan. That's kind of a weird name.
Oh, we just got weirdos all up in our pool. But... Anyway, good God
what?
Almighty. Jared's a scream sneezer.
Is that actually what your sneeze sounds like, or do you embellish it?
Who knows? We'll have to wait till my next sneeze.
I don't want to know. Duncan S., email us, tweet at us. Our email is backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll get you your $50 gift card to Man Outfitters. Congrats.
That sneeze, I can't get over that sneeze.
I think that just ruined the whole podcast, to be frank.
I mean...
You redlined the microphone, probably.
You sounded like super startled.
My body is my body. Please don't shame me for what I am and what I can become.
Twitter.com/backdoorcover. Look at the top. Our foxsports.com college pick'em is pinned to that thing. Get in there with us. Play next week.
Hey, J-Bone.
Yeah, what's up?
I saw your girlfriend at the bar on Friday.
Yeah. How was that?
It was good.
Why was she there and you not? Oh, he was out of town.
He was in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, I was in Baton Rouge.
She was there with her little friend.
Yeah, her friend. It was her last weekend.
When the cat's away, the mice will play, she was saying.
This is going to be the biggest shock to everybody that listens, but J-Bone has a good-looking girlfriend.
I do.
I think that J-Bone has a girlfriend at all is fucking shocking.
That's newsworthy in itself, but
that she's good-looking is
she
just
is actually a looker.
Mind-blowing.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
And hopefully she doesn't listen to this.
She must
listen to this because
she must not have a sense of smell. You know,
no, that's true.
Well, she loves a guy with a good sneeze, and that's what really attracted her.
She loves
me.
A pungent man who just smells bad
and sneezes.
And sneezes.
We don't kiss. She opens up her mouth, and I just sneeze into it.
And your sneeze is like a 4-year-old girl wearing a princess costume, screaming a sneeze into the night.
He's wearing
that's
a Tampa Bay Rays gray T-shirt with pit stains right now. By the way,
it's a it's a jersey. It's an Evan Longoria jersey. It's not a T-shirt.
I don't care what you call it.
Evan Longoria's jersey, Nike workout shorts,
and Sperry's from 12 years ago.
Dark Sperry boat shoes.
This is the uniform of a grinder. This is a grinder's tuxedo.
No, Jesus.
All right, let's talk about some of the games we picked last week because everything went so swimmingly well. Big thanks to our guest, TJ Yates, for joining us. If you haven't heard it yet, go back and listen to last week's episode. TJ was great. First game we talked about was Nebraska-Ohio State. We all picked Nebraska like fools. They got the shit pounded out of them by Ohio State, 62-3.
Yikes.
Sorry to everyone who tailed us there. That was,
Hanging a three spot when the team you're playing scores 60-plus points is just...
That's when you
don't come back.
That's when you cry in the shower afterward.
That was a bittersweet game for me because I needed Nebraska to lose for Wisconsin to go to the top of their division, but also I needed that loss to be a good loss so we looked better for going overtime with them.
Not as bad as it could have possibly been.
Our overtime victory over them looks a little bit worse now.
Yeah, not so high valued.
So we'll probably get the fourth spot in the playoff, not the third spot now. But
yeah, I'm sure that's the differentiator right there. Number 18, Oklahoma State against Kansas State. Kansas State was favored by 3. Dylan and I both picked Oklahoma State, who won outright 43-37, so good for us. Great. Dan and TJ both picked K-State, putting them both at 0-2 so far. Number 1, Alabama. Number 13, LSU. LSU was plus 8. We all took Bama.
The lamest game of all time.
And TJ, noted underboy, TJ Yates, took the under 45 instead of picking a team. I guess that counts as a win. I don't know. Those aren't really the rules. But
He cheated.
Hey, he's an underboy. My man.
We're making t-shirts, by the way, for all the underboys out there.
Actually, we're talking about that later.
Yeah.
On the bones.
Yeah. Okay. Georgia Tech against number 21 North Carolina. UNC was minus 10.5. They ended up winning 48-20, so they did cover. Dylan picked against them. That's an L. I picked UNC, Dan picked UNC, TJ picked UNC, all good there. And then we had Washington against Cal. Cal was plus 16.5, and they got throttled, 66-27. Dylan picked Cal, that's an L. Ross picked Cal, I had an L too.
Jeez.
Dan predicted that Washington would win by 40, and they won by 39, so I'm not sure how he had that much insight into that particular game, but great pick, Dan. Hope you take some pride in that one while you're out there.
Dan had a week. He won his lock, too.
Yeah. And then TJ also picked Washington. Dylan's lock of the week, Buffalo's minus 13, failed him.
We know what happened there.
They won 20-10, did not cover, streak is over. The world is a little bit less of a happy place today. I picked Florida minus 4 over Arkansas as my lock of the week. I think I'm just going to stop picking locks.
We're not good. We should stop calling them locks is what we should do.
It's not because mine's not even close to a lock. It's not even like a suggestion. It's more of like a fade the shit out of this pick. 31-10 was the score at the end of that one. Arkansas pounded Florida. That was just like they dominated the whole game. It wasn't even close. Dan's lock was Washington State minus 17, and they won 69-7. Dan with another winning. I hope he backed himself this week and put money on his own picks.
I know, he probably bet against himself like he always does.
Yeah, he probably faded himself like a moron. TJ had A&M minus 13 as one of his, and that didn't pan out. The Aggies dropped one, 35-28 to Mississippi State. He also had UTEP minus 22 versus Houston Baptist, and that one worked out. So he should have gone with his backup pick rather than that Aggie pick. Fucking Wolf had OSU minus 17, which hit, and Texas Tech over any number at all, he said. The number ended up being 80, and that hit as well. It was 45-37. So 2-0 for the Wolf. Maybe he's on the comeback trail? I don't know. Because he's been garbage as of late.
Yeah, he's like...
So that Texas Tech game was, they scored, what, 92 points total?
Yeah.
My comments earlier about the LSU-Bama game, I don't like a game like the Texas Tech game.
Where there's just no defense at all.
So don't come at me that I'm a Big 12 guy. I am not a Big 12 guy at all.
Hey, yeah, guys, big deal here. So Dylan doesn't like games that have no defense or too much defense.
But yeah, but this is just...
Yeah.
So Dylan doesn't like bad games, if you were wondering.
What's crazy to me is that the Big 12 has gained this reputation for being a defenseless...
Right.
And that didn't used to be that way. That's a pretty recent thing, right?
No, it's been around for a while. Baylor took off with their crazy offense. Oklahoma State.
Yeah, but that's like the last 10 years.
Yeah. Well, the Big 12 as a league isn't very old.
How old is it?
It's in the teens, maybe. It's 20 years old.
Klein Kubiak took Rice -3.5 as his lock. They lost 42-25 to FIU. Klein, maybe sit the next couple plays out.
Yeah, he texted me. He just said he's embarrassed. He said, please don't talk about my lock.
We're going to talk about it.
He said his Owls lost, his Broncos lost, he missed his lock, but he got verified over the weekend, so it was like a push.
Gay. Yeah. Nice.
He had a good weekend.
Shouts to Klein.
I love you, Klein.
Totals. Dylan, 2-4, missed the lock. I was 3-3, missed the lock. Dan, 4-2, and hit the lock. Good week for Dan. TJ, 4-3, hit one lock, missed the other. It's fucking Wolf, which would definitely not be W. Fucking Wolf went 2-0 on his locks. Klein Kubiak was 0-1 again.
Micah is dyslexic.
So I don't know. I feel like it wasn't terrible. It wasn't our worst week, but it was
better
great.
Than the week before.
Oh, yeah. Well, anything is better than the week before. Real quick, we've got a reading here for mybookie.ag where you can go and get a bonus of some kind that they will give you if you use the word backdoor to activate the offer that we don't specifically know what it is. But it's a bonus.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise bonus. Go to mybookie.ag. You can do live betting if you miss kickoff or just feel like throwing down some more money based on something you've seen on the field or court or whatever. Mybookie.ag. Go today. You play, you win, you get paid. And now real quick, a word from some of our other podcasts here at Grand X Media.
Hi, this is Dave from Touching Base. You know what I love? I love college football. And apparently you do too. Oh, hey, look, there's Will DeFreeze. What's up, Will?
What's up, Dave?
What do you think about college football?
I love college football.
I like it too.
That's Dylan. Dylan obviously likes it because he's hosting this podcast that you're listening to. And we talk about everything. Golf, love life, parties, rock and roll, rap. Nothing's off limits.
It's like sex in the form of a podcast.
Yes.
It's true. So listen to us. It's called Touching Base. Again, let us touch your base.
You can find it on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe, listen, party. Enjoy, touch base.
Like you guys.
Hey guys, this is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move, and I'm here to remind you to listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday. If you want to hear me and the other TFM writers sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting about God knows what, anything from college news to fraternity news to just what's going on in the world, then definitely search TFM on iTunes and give us a listen and subscribe to the Inside TFM podcast.
Now for my favorite part of the show, certainly not Jared's, but my favorite part. We're going to hit the old backdoor cover hotline, see if we got some phone calls from this weekend. You can call us whenever you want. It's 800-392-6344. We prefer that you would call us after either a devastating loss or an incredible win, but preferably a devastating loss and when you have had quite a bit to drink. 800-392-6344. Let's get into this week's calls.
Hey, this is Mitch from Arkansas. I just wanted to call and say, fuck whoever... pick Florida over Arkansas because those hogs took them down this weekend, man. Took them down. That's all I wanted to say is fuck anyone who thinks we couldn't do it. Coming off a rough week with Auburn, but took them down to Florida. Fuck those Gators, man. Yeah.
That guy's sober.
Try to enunciate when you're calling.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks for taking some handlebars and drinking a whole bunch before you called into the show. We've already apologized for being dead-ass wrong on Arkansas, Florida. Arkansas is an impossible team to pick right now. I have no idea what they're going to do when they go out there any given Saturday. I have no fucking clue.
Very inconsistent.
I've lost money on them. I've won money on them. I don't know what their deal is.
Yeah, they... it's when you have a Brett Bielema at the helm, you don't know what's going to happen.
Anything can happen. Anything is possible.
I mean, he usually does come alive kind of at the end of the year, so. Like, just, he kind of...
Comes alive in the fall time? Weekend?
Well, he does that because he knows he needs to save his job at the end of the year. So it's like, he can do whatever during the beginning of the year, but it's like, oh, if he wins at the end of the year, maybe we'll start off winning at the beginning of next year. And then he'll lose in the middle, take him out of it, and then win back at the end.
You think this is his specific strategy?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Mitch. Next.
Hey, fuckers. It's Jack from Alabama. Second try calling. Who would you guys most want to sit down and have a beer with? Like, for instance, I would want to have a beer with J-Bone, but not with him. Fuck you, him. And, two, what's your favorite slang words for getting drunk? Like, sloshed, slammed, all that shit. Thanks, fuckers.
What?
My man. He asked who would he want to have a drink with, then he implied that, like, among ourselves, like, on the touching or not.
No. He's saying that his person he would pick out of anybody
in the world
is J-Bone.
It's me, yeah.
That's... I have the option of drinking with him, like, regularly, and I always decline.
No, I don't invite you out ever.
If I was going to have a beer with you, I would want it to be spiked with rat poison.
Hemlock. We'll give Jared hemlock, and we'll just drink, like,
my beer or your beer?
My beer, so that I could die.
Well, that's nice. I mean, at least you know that I'm more valuable to the world than you. So, like, you'd be willing to kill yourself instead of me.
I just would want to die, is my point.
Yeah. But, yeah. Like, it's still, like, it serves a higher purpose.
I don't know who I would pick if I got to pick one person to have a beer with. That's a fucking difficult question.
Kanye, maybe?
I don't think I'd want to have a beer with. That's a scary beer.
Be fun, man. Just let him talk.
He's not going to drink a beer with you. What do you fucking... Kanye
didn't... He has to. This is my dream.
He's forced to have a beer.
Yeah.
I'm on this guy's team.
What guy?
This guy, the caller. I'd have a beer with me.
With Mitch?
No, with me.
With you?
I'd have a beer with me.
So you drink alone?
Yeah.
All right, so what's your favorite term for getting drunk?
Shithoused?
I like to say faded, just to sound cool.
Faded?
I got faded over the weekend.
I say getting boned.
Getting
lit?
No,
stop. Don't force bone, like, in places where it doesn't fit.
You do not say, you never once in your entire life have said, I got boned this weekend.
That means you got screwed out of something.
Referring to getting drunk.
You guys are being pre-bone zone bozos. Just get through this and let's get to the good part of the show.
All right. Yeah. Next.
This is Ryan from Mizzou just saying, J-Boys for life, motherfuckers.
God damn it, Ryan.
My man.
Classic Mizzou.
Ryan. That is.
What
you're
a Mizzou
fucking
phone
man.
Call that was.
Don't ever call again, Ryan.
Call every week. Call me.
Do us a favor. Unsubscribe from the podcast. Give us a 1-star rating, leave a bad review, and never come back.
Jared, give him your personal cell phone so he can just call you directly.
Yeah, one second.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Don't do that. Don't do that.
You know, I was going to give him Dylan's number.
You have to change your number because people are going to light you up with hate voicemails.
With happy
constantly.
Voicemails because they clearly love me.
Right. Next phone call.
Hey, this is Reese. And, like, fuck, man, I'm awesome. Texas won. I won my Breeders' Cup parlay, made money, popping balls at Wycliffe. Like, fuck, I'm mind this high. Like, straight up, no more sad. I'm mind this high. Like, my question is, what do you think my chance of walking on the team? Like, I lose, like, 30 more pounds. I could be a good ass kind of linebacker, you know, like 6'1" something. I'll be making plays. Like, I have 5 more years of eligibility, I think. Damn, I could do this. All right, bye.
I understood like 4 words in that
entire
voicemail.
I think he's saying he wants to try out to be a linebacker for the Longhorns.
Reese is so delusional and so euphoric right now after that win that he's ready to get back in shape, shed a few pounds, and walk onto the team.
He said if he loses,
take someone starting J.
If he loses 30 pounds, then he can get out there and walk on as a linebacker.
I don't know, Reese.
Because he's 6'1". What is that?
It takes a little more than that, you know. You
got
to be like,
no, it's God given height, you know.
You have to be athletic.
You
for
can't
one.
Be. That's you can't like make yourself taller. Height is like a if he has that naturally, he's setting himself up for success.
Did he say he was popping bottles with Wyclef?
I heard that too, but I thought there's no way that could
as
be
in
right.
Wyclef Jean.
I'm pretty sure he's talking about drinking champagne with Wyclef Jean.
Maybe listen to the new Young Thug track called Wyclef.
Maybe it's very possible. Because I'll say this, if it was that it was Reese popping bottles with Wyclef Jean over the weekend and he did not hit us up to come be a part of that, then that is fucked up.
Then he can't call in anymore.
No. But yeah, no, dude, great win this weekend for the Horns. Or a bad weekend if you're one of the people who wants Charlie Strong to be gone and that just makes it a little more difficult at this point.
Should Deontay Foreman get a Heisman invite?
Yes.
He's unbelievable.
He is, but his team is crapola.
Well, his team's crapola because his coach is a fucking idiot. What the hell was Charlie Strong doing running the 18-wheeler package twice in a row at the end of that game instead of handing the ball to the guy who's been running all over the field for the entire fucking afternoon.
If you've watched Texas play every game, and I'm sure you have not.
I think I have.
That play, the 18-wheeler package, was literally unstoppable for a while.
But it like for the first game of the season.
Nah, it was several games in, I think. So it has looked unstoppable at times, and that's in strong.
Is that the one with Swoops?
Yeah, that's
where he comes out and just tries to run it up the middle. Basically.
And they also ran a fake 18-wheeler, and they threw a pass. It was for a touchdown that got called back.
Oh, yeah.
So he is a quarterback who can actually throw not very well.
I just don't get not giving that kid the ball, forming the ball on every play.
I mean, he's the best running back in the country.
I think he had 333 yards rushing.
Is it Freeman or Foreman?
Foreman.
Foreman.
And his brother, Armonte, is like the wide receiver, right?
Which is crazy because his brother was the one, they're twin brothers. His brother was the one who was actually a highly rated recruit.
Yeah.
And Deontay was like an add-on, like an additional bonus guy.
Right,
like,
right.
We'll offer your brother, too, if
he
you
was
come
a handcuff.
With us.
Yeah.
Turns out he's just amazing.
Yeah,
he's
fucking
a big
incredible.
Old boy, too. He's like 250.
I think he should get a Heisman invite for sure. If he keeps this shit up, he's what was it, the third highest rushing game in the history of the University of Texas?
Yeah.
Oh man,
He'll get preseason pub next year for sure if he doesn't make it this year.
Oh, he's coming back.
He's not coming back, dude.
How old is he?
He's a junior. He's a junior, but
junior.
I'm pretty sure
it's not. He's definitely one of the top three running backs.
Because I was
in this class.
I was looking at this weekend, and I was like, because I was thinking, man, if he comes back next year, at least Texas has their running back.
I was thinking he was a sophomore.
I'm pretty sure
he's
a junior.
I think he's a junior.
Michael's looking it up, I think.
So his happy ass will get drafted.
Good for him.
Yeah, a lot of fun to watch him run, man. And he's a big dude with some wheels.
Yeah. He's a junior. Okay.
Yeah, he's a confirmed junior.
He gone.
Yeah, he'll be in the big leagues. What is that it? We addressed everything Reese brought up. Wyclef.
Walk on.
He's going to walk on. Okay.
He says he's a happy guy now. He's done being sad.
I don't like Happy Reese.
I don't believe that. I'm going to think that Happy Reese lasts about, I don't know.
Sad Reese makes for a happy Dylan.
Yeah.
I mean, is he saying like that he thinks he's going to be happy next time Texas loses? Because he's not.
No, he won't. Which, that day will come.
It will come?
Oh, it will come.
Oh.
It's going to be.
Who are they playing this weekend? Oh, yeah, they're done.
Yeah, they're going to lose this weekend.
Sorry, Reese.
That's it for the hotline. Again, call is 800-392-6344. Give it a shot, you know? Maybe we'll play your call. Maybe we'll respond to it. What else we got going on here? Check out at TFM Tailgate on Instagram. DM us photos and videos. Nobody runs that account anymore, but you should still do that. what else?
Is it time for...
I think it's time for...
The toss of the podcast first, looks like.
Okay. Let's hear a word from some of our other podcasts here at Grand X Media.
What's up? This is Dave. I'm joined by Joe and Madison. We are Dudes Doing Business. We are a podcast for anybody who's just starting their career or, you know, climbing their way up the corporate ladder. We'll do guests. We'll do questions. We'll do anything. Hey, listen to Dudes Doing Business, okay?
And now the moment that for some reason have been waiting for. It's time to kick it over to Jared at the segment of the show that we call... The Bone Zone.
Welcome to the... Bone Zone! Micah, hit the chime, you stupid son of a bitch. Normally, I would not come after sweet podcast producer Micah so angrily, but he missed two sound effects in the last Bone Zone. Micah, get on the mic right now and tell me what happened.
I did recognize that. I saw that.
Two podcasts. Where's the mic? Mike, I just heard you talking to it earlier. Pick up the mic right now.
Jeez.
He's getting called out.
J-Bone
coming out.
This is my thing. Go.
I don't remember the two specific things, but one of them was you said, hit some sound effect that did not exist.
None of them
exist.
You
said, I'll record it later, and then you just left.
No, so I said, is there anything else I need? And you said, no. That's your job,
If you were dedicated to your craft... J-Bone craft, you would have stayed after it and you would have recorded that sound.
I did. We recorded one and Micah said, I think that's it. I think we're done. I said, oh, okay, cool. I trust Micah almost like...
With your life?
I trust Micah, yeah. No, I do not trust him with my life.
Oh.
I trust him to do the job that he's paid to do. And, you know, sometimes I guess he just can't do
so
that.
So you feel let down.
I feel very let down. Micah is Bone Zone public enemy number one, and I'm going to ruin his day today by making him watch really fucked up YouTube videos and get sound effects from them. Micah, hit the children reacting to witnessing a zebra being attacked by a crocodile sound effect.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I just saw zebra's intestines. Oh, she's gone.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, he's been tested right now. He's gone. Oh, look at that.
Where's he?
Look at him. Oh, he's totally gone.
Next order of business. I have some sad news to report. For the first time this year, I didn't cover with my Bone Zone lock.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah. Your fake locks.
No way.
Yep, I didn't cover. I mega covered. Micah, hit the mega cover sound effect.
Mega cover.
Fucking son of a bitch.
You can't like extra cover something. Either you cover it or you don't.
It's
a win or a loss.
Micah, hit the mega cover sound effect again.
Mega cover.
Last week, I picked Akron +8 against Toledo. Toledo ended up scoring 48 points in their victory over Akron. 40 plus 8 is 48. Micah, hit the applause sound effect, please. Go.
Because there's an 8 in the number of points they scored?
Yeah.
You don't get extra paid out for a mega cover.
Akron +8. That means
okay, how
Toledo
many points,
scored... What?
How many points did both teams score?
I don't know. But Toledo's score was 40 plus 8.
Did you fucking know the score of the game?
Yeah. Did they actually even cover?
No.
They mega covered.
Toledo scored 48 points. Akron scored 17 points.
Yeah, so Akron +8 means 40 plus 8 is 48. So
that's
so
not how it works.
Nothing about this
Jared.
Is it rooted in reality.
You
anymore.
Lost your bet.
I mega covered. Okay, Micah.
Badly. He mega lost.
You mega lost.
Micah, don't hit the transition sound effect yet. First, hit the guy on crutches with a pole attached to his dong whacking said pole against an elevated metal bar sound effect. Have fun watching that video.
Let me ask you this. If you made that bet in a Vegas casino and you handed them your slip at the end of the game, would they pay you or would they not pay you?
Now, Mike, hit the transition sound effect. This week, I hit up Twitter to see what questions our loyal fans had for me, J-Bone, about LBZ. LBZ, of course, stands for Le Bone Zone. This segment is starting to make waves in France. So I figured I'd cater a little bit to our baguette-loving allies.
If you just to be factually correct, it's making zero waves in France.
Le Bon Zon. If you have a question you'd like answered on Le Bon Zon, tweet it to me, at Jared Warslow. Here are this week's questions. First one's from Lane Hopkins. What's the Bone Zone's under for the election? Yes, it's a thing, apparently. Here are my unders. Hillary's going to be under arrest, and Trump's going to hide under a rock from embarrassment after high power overlord Vermin Supreme wins in a landslide. You guys like Vermin Supreme?
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Who's that?
Vermin Supreme is that the guy who wears a boot on his head? And he runs for president like every year?
Who the fuck is Vermin Supreme? That sounds like something you order at a steakhouse.
That sounds like something I would never order at a steakhouse.
That guy runs for president?
Yeah. He's this guy from like...
Holy shit, this guy's awesome.
He wears a boot on his head.
Wait, can I vote for this guy?
Yeah, you can. Write him in. I'm telling you. He's going to win.
Wait.
What
party does he represent?
Oh, some funny party. I don't know. Here's the deal, though.
Dude, this guy's badass. If you don't know, I'm going to spell him out. V-E-R-M-I-N, Supreme, as in Supreme Court. Google that. Check out pictures of this guy. He looks like a wizard with a boot on his head.
Looks like the kind of guy you want running your country.
Yeah. He's a warlock Basically. With a warcock, and that's what I say. J-Bone supports Vermin Supreme for president. Next question.
That's your official endorsement.
Yes, Vermin Supreme is J-Bone's pick for president.
The Bone Zone's official candidate.
Question
being
from
endorsed as we speak.
Why is he carrying a giant toothbrush in that picture? With
oh, he
Ted
that's
Cruz.
One of his things is dental health. He talks a lot about.
I
it.
I think he might be mentally ill.
No,
I don't think this
no,
guy's all there, Dylan.
No, no,
he's wearing a boot on his head and has
that's
a giant,
true.
Overly sized toothbrush.
That's a fair take.
Next question from at Coach Cruz. When are we getting some official Bone Zone shirts? The streets demand them. Great, great question. It's going to be whenever Ross approves them, Ross.
I'm down to make some shirts.
Great. Here are the ideas. here's one. It's
I'm with a Bone Zone Bozo t-shirt with a little arrow pointing to a side.
Nope.
You got a t-shirt with a skeleton torso on it that comes with xylophone mallets so you can play your own skeleton xylophone.
It might cost a lot to produce.
Yeah, I feel like that one would be not cost efficient.
Not very practical.
Well, we can work through this in the development stage later.
Okay.
This one's not a t-shirt. It's a smock. It's J-Bone's smock of the week. The next one is
God.
The next one is it's a crop top that says Underboy on it. And it's
oh, come on. Come on, man.
And
it's hot pink or neon yellow, and that's because they're the easiest colors to see. So like people can see, oh
yeah,
that guy's
why.
An Underboy.
Oh, look at Underboy.
Look around wearing your Underboy crop top.
That seems suggestive.
It is slightly suggestive.
No, because, you know, crop tops are like the 80s. You wear a crop top, and it's like the pinnacle of football, you know, like good time.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
Yeah, that's
why it's a crop
exactly
top.
What
and then,
crosses
yeah, like
everybody's
said,
mind.
The neons for visibility.
Uh-huh.
I could see those being worn at some, like, you know, like manly places like a gym or like a bar.
Or like a nightclub called Underboys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that in the works? Are we working on that?
We could.
Okay, awesome. And then the last one, Dylan actually gave me this idea. It's, if you don't like the Bone Zone, you can go suck a toad.
J-Bone says, suck a toad.
Okay. Oh, okay. Hold time out. Time out. You can't tell people that I said that when I definitely did not
oh,
say
Oh, you did
it.
Give me. That was your idea. You said, Jared, J-Bone, I got this great idea
and
for a
also,
t-shirt.
Jared, tell people that is not true. I did not
suck
say that.
Suck a toad.
Suck a toad.
Suck a toad.
Suck a toad.
It is not a thing.
Jared, tell people that I didn't
Dylan
say
gave
that.
Me that. Micah, hit the transition sound effect.
All right, what is the transition sound effect at this point? It's the, yeah, okay, never mind. I love the transition sound effect.
I can't believe you said that word.
You said it to me. I would never have said that, but Dylan gave me that idea, and I was like, oh, my God.
You can't say that.
And I figured that Ross would want to approve that.
Nothing about that was great, but I do think there's some T-shirt to be had working in some kind of skeleton xylophone situation. I love that little graphic we use of the skeletons,
nice.
One skeleton playing another skeleton.
Yeah.
Six people are going to love that shirt.
Yeah, and that's like,
dude, it's
all going to call in and tell me how much they love
it. It is sadly a much larger group of people than I would like to admit. It's got to be in the 50s now.
It's high.
There are underboys running around.
There are dozens of underboys.
They're everywhere.
They're
now.
In France even.
Okay, well, that part's not true, but everything else,
yeah,
it is true.
The last question here. It's from at the Cole Anthony. Can you clarify the difference between a J-boy, a boner, and a member of the Bone Brigade? Are all underboys? I can definitely just... I know a lot of people are confused about that. It's a lot to keep track of, but you'll get it in your heads. Here it is. If you're a fan of me, J-Bone, you're a J-boy. If you're a fan of the Bone Zone, you're a bonehead. If you're a fan of J-Bone and the Bone Zone, you are a boner or have a boner. If you're a fan of taking the under, you're an underboy. But an underboy is not necessarily someone who follows the podcast. They can just be an underboy because they like betting the under. If you're a boner who isn't an underboy, you're a member of the Bone Brigade. But if you're a J-boy, a bonehead, and an underboy, you're a Bone City brawler.
If we ever have to go down that list of things again, I will throw myself out the window.
You can't introduce a new term for a group of people every episode.
That's like, you just listed 9 different things there.
The Bone City Brawler, that's a new thing that just happened.
And if you...
you can't keep adding one on.
If you're one of the 0 people who really was concerned with each of those definitions, please take a second to pause, go back, listen again, and write them all down so that we never fucking have to talk about them ever again.
The more fans I get, the more fans are fans of some things, not fans of other things. And the more things they're fans of, you know?
That's not a thing that needs to be like defined.
We're done here. We're done.
Okay.
Here. We're
and
done
now,
here.
For the reason for the Bone Zone,
oh my
the
God,
reason you're all here, J-Bones, lock of the week.
I thought it was over. I forgot we even had this.
This week's pick is so good, it'll rip your face off. Micah, hit the face ripping off sound effect.
Please, hurry up! He's killing my girlfriend! My chimpanzee! We're done! Please, you shoot him!
What is the monkey doing? Tell me what the monkey's doing.
He ripped her face off!
He ripped her face off?
What does that even sound like?
Oh, that's gonna be the gorilla ripping that woman's face off. That 911 call. I'm gonna make a watch.
Oh,
make a watch that so we can just have a bad day because he ruined my fucking day.
That video.
And now J-Bones, lock of the week, Akron -8.5 over Bowling Green.
Why Akron every week? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Akron -8.5 over Bowling Green.
Yep.
Let me make sure that's even a game that's happening real quick.
Where's the joke?
Jared tends to
know. Oh, it's not a joke. It's just my lock.
There's no joke. This is just his pick. He's an idiot. He's a blithering idiot.
He hasn't hit one of his locks yet, by the way.
Okay, they really are playing. Akron and Bowling Green really are playing against each other on, Wednesday?
Yeah.
And the line is 9.5.
No, it was 8.5 when I was looking at
it. Well, it's moved. You moved the line, probably. Vegas has so much respect for you that they moved the line.
Makes sense.
We speak. Great. Thanks for that pick, Jared.
Yep.
Are you done with your bone zone?
Yep, that's it.
All right.
Hit the exit chime, Micah. The bone zone.
I love the enthusiasm that Jared has for his own segment.
I hate it.
Good God. Any shouts? We're done. That's it. We have nothing else to talk about. I'm looking at this list that poor producer Micah has had to take notes on every sound effect that Jared requests during this thing.
He's probably going
to
fucking miss one again.
There's a 15 fucking line list of requests. I'm going to read them to you. Hit the chime. One of them's blank. Zebra Children. Mega cover. Followed by yet another mega cover, followed by an applause, followed by metal pole, followed by transition, followed by suck a toad, followed by transition, followed by face off, followed by the exit.
Now,
sound
Micah,
effect.
when Ross, when you go to the part of the podcast where Ross is naming all those, put the sound effect after each one of those again.
No, we are not. There's absolutely no way we're doing that. I don't have any shouts. Nobody deserves shouts. Last week was trash. I don't think anybody gets any shouts. I was not entertained by... The only game that was mildly entertaining was Texas, and that was just... The only reason it was entertaining is because I watched it at the Tavern. You know the Tavern?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Good bar.
Great bar. I'm kind of like upset with myself that I don't go there more often.
It's not in a popular location.
I don't want to have to go all the way over there.
Yeah, it's not near anything.
But it is a really great bar.
Mike is getting on
Micah,
the mic.
What?
You're never too far from 12th and Lamar. That's their slogan.
That is... That is oddly enough. No, that really is their slogan.
It's oddly inaccurate, though. So,
yeah, I'm often too far.
I'm too far from it. As I sit here, I'm too far from it.
Jared, do you have any shouts?
No.
Okay, good. Subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave a review.
J-Bone! Out.
Check out the other podcasts in the Grand X Media Network. Follow us on Twitter at BackdoorCover. Check out mybookie.ag and use that promo code Backdoor to get some type of bonus. It's a surprise, bitches. You play, you win, you get paid. Hit mybookie.ag today. And hit us up on Instagram at TFMTailgate with some photos and videos that no one will ever look at. But is there... That's it. That's fucking... We're done.
Let's get out of here.
Let's go.
Bye-bye.
Later.